Say, hey, hey, Jasmine. Like, what are you waiting for? Just say it. This is, shut up.
Hey, hey, beautiful people. It's Jasmine. Welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes. You know him. You love him. The ever so clever.
Hello, America. This is Barack Obama
here.
Oh,
my God. I cannot do this. This is what I mean.
Everybody don't do a Barack Obama look. I got a really odd comment about him, but I'm gonna go ahead and pass it over to the ever elegant, the lady of East Windsor. She has a gossip. She knows how to please all the men of East Warwick.
Wait a minute, what? Hold on, wait, huh? What?
The lovely, the gracious, the dame of all dams.
The dame of all, all right, who are you?
I don't even know, because those are some interesting adjectives.
Dame of all dams.
What's up, guys? I don't know who PB described for this lady.
Oh my god!
Like, I didn't know I had that many adjectives behind my name.
You do. You are the lady of lady, the dame of
the dam of dams.
The well, got damn. Alrighty then.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
There you go.
Well, it's Saturday, so that means you guys have gone through another wonderful week of life. And how was your week?
It's going. Well, it's gone.
See, the dam of all dams.
It was hectic. Mm-hmm. There's some changes going on and at my job. Mm-hmm. There's a woman who is retiring. Mm-hmm. And I am taking over her job until they hire someone else.
Okay.
And so I'm basically doing three jobs right now.
Are you getting paid for those three jobs?
That would be wonderful.
So that's a no.
But no.
Okay.
So it's been an interesting week. I had to avoid like 53 checks because I made a mistake.
It's okay. Mistakes happen. As long as you can correct it.
And I was almost cried because I was like, "Oh my gosh, I cannot believe!" And she literally told me to make sure before I printed the checks, and I completely forgot. And I felt so bad.
Well, it sounds like you had a rough week there, Lady D.
Yeah.
Well, I hope next week gets better for you.
Thanks, me too.
How was your week?
I got Employee of the Month.
Well, I'll be damned. Did you really?
I did.
You lying.
I wish I was.
Well,
you wish you were lying. That
well,
you got
hot diggity damn. I don't really know how I feel about that.
Me neither.
Considering, you know what? Go Tar Heels.
That's right, go Tar Heels.
You got the best one for the job. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You know what? You have set the bar high.
Did they give you a bonus at least?
You did. You had to. You had to set the bar high.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
I said something.
Well, you know what? We're going to take that Employee of the Month and we're going to shove it in the faces of all the people who decide they want to say stuff against you when you're trying to raise their children right. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you at least get some kind of bonus for this Employee of the Month?
Oh, come on, Lady D. We're state employees. You know how this works.
So the only bonus you got was being able to wake up tomorrow, the next day, and do it all over again.
Oh, they gave me a coupon for a free lunch period.
Wait a whole minute. Hold up. So you got a coupon for a free lunch period at the school
when you were already supposed to have a free lunch.
So wait. Come on, North Carolina, you gotta do better. So you gave your Employee of the Month, who already teaches in your school system, a free coupon. Wait. Well, yeah, the coupon was free. A free coupon for a free lunch period, at which they are already supposed to have.
Oh, it had a circle option on there. The other one was to leave work 15 minutes early.
Okay, so does that mean
You're going 10 to 15 minutes to get the pocket watch.
That was what I was. Nah. So is that 15 minutes? So you leave in 15 minutes early. Is that 15 minutes after the school day or 15 minutes after you done with your bus duty?
Exactly. That's what the catch 22 there.
Because I was like, 15 minutes before the bell rang, I'm out there.
I mean, really?
I'm out that guy.
Oh, man.
Well, it sounds like y'all had some pretty phenomenal weeks. As you guys know, I started another career endeavor. I started another career endeavor. This week has been trying for me.
I was hoping I would get that one right.
Don't be like a chicka chick. Thank you. Yes, I started another career endeavor, and it has been challenging to say the least. Reason being is because I started on Monday. I did not get put into the system until Friday, so I spent Monday through Friday sitting in random places twiddling my thumbs. And if y'all know Jazz don't like to twiddle her thumbs. I literally, that's how I was looking the whole doggone time. And then I was like, I don't really know what to do because it was miserable. It was absolutely miserable. And then to top it all off, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to be in the training class for the one that comes up on the next week. So, yeah. So I might have another whole month of twiddling my thumbs. We gonna pray to the good Lord that I don't, but we might have a whole another month of me twiddling my thumbs, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, so. But I did start a new job.
Are they gonna pay you during that period of twiddling your thumb?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That's what Lady D said. She was like, good. At least you're getting paid. I was like, but you know, that's a good thing, and this is a bad thing, because I'm getting paid to twiddle my thumbs when I could be, you know, being productive.
Well, you know, with more.
Oh, we're not going to. Y'all, later on in the segment, y'all might learn about Whitmore Plantation. They are hiring, and they got a wonderful mass, a manager. Yes, their manager is phenomenal. He makes sure you are in tip-top whip shape. And, anywho, so for the culture today, we have Giving Gap. If you guys have never heard of Giving Gap, which I had not up until I had done my research, they are a nonprofit supporting other Black nonprofits. So they started in September of 2020. What happened was, if y'all remember back then, right after the George Floyd murders. So what they have on their website is, following the murder of George Floyd and the protests worldwide, the world was yearning for organizations to lead boldly and reform systems which perpetuate racial and economic inequalities. So, Christina Lewis, founder and president of All Star Code, Stephanie Ellis Smith, CEO of, I think you pronounced that, Phyla? We're going to say Phyla Engaged Giving. And then David Sedita, CTO at Point of Care Funding. They launched what was then known as Give Black, proceeding from the premise that philanthropic support of Black-led nonprofits is a critical yet often forgotten piece to tackling systematic racism. So that sounds like a really awesome organization. Right now, their CEO is Miss Aisha Alexander Young. And all this information I actually got from their website. Their mission says that Giving Gap exists to advance racial equity in giving and mobilize positive action for Black lives by connecting people to causes they care about. They are building the movement for the equitable funding of Black-founded nonprofits. I think that's awesome. Being a Black founded nonprofit myself. I think that an organization such as this gives us a better footing. When I was looking up the information on the website, they said that out of the 496 nonprofits, black-owned nonprofits, and to the 392 white, to the 392 white white-led nonprofits. So 496 black-led nonprofits, 392 white-led black nonprofits. The donation gap was 20 million. So white-led nonprofits have 20 million more donated dollars than do black-led nonprofits, and there are 104 more black-led nonprofits. 4 and 6 is 2, 4 and 2 is 6, right? 6 and 2 is 4, right? Yes, we gonna just say that. So at Giving Gap, they believe in amplifying black organizations. So what that means is by using their platform and resources to amplify the critical work of their fellow black-led organizations. They do this by elevating visionary organizations. They connect them to key people, opening doors for opportunities, funding, and partnership. They also believe that they believe in a community-focused approach. So what they do is that they work to build collective power through community as a bottom-up organization. They listen, seek input, are accountable, and use data to understand more deeply. As an intersectional group representing a vast array of causes, they work to find common ground that serves as a foundation for all to build from. They further empower each other to do better, work smarter, connect with more people, and raise more money, which I think is phenomenal because, I mean, if you are in the nonprofit area, if you are a new nonprofit, fundraising is the hardest part of being able to build your nonprofit, just because you're trying to get your name out there, and if people don't know who you are, they're not going to want to give to you. So trying to raise money and with an organization like this who actually allows you to submit your information to their website and then they post you on their website so that you can build your name, so that you can get more donors, I think that's awesome too. The next pinnacle of their belief, which I think is my favorite, is collective black brilliance. As stated on their website, they are proudly black-led and exist to support black leadership and help black leaders shine. They are, again, intersectional and inclusive and honor the diversity within the black community, working to uplift individuals along with their collective. They also believe in building allies across lines of difference to celebrate and uplift black brilliance in rooms and spaces where it has been absent. They also celebrate the genius of the black community, operate from a place of abundance, and believe in radical joy. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. Further, they have a couple more that I just want to let you guys know about. Aligning money and morals. They help people put their money where their morals are. They work to create cultural and mindset change for those interested in advancing racial equity, facilitating behavior change in how people are giving, who they are giving to, and the causes they are supporting. And then finally, they believe in enabling measurable change. They aim to encourage and enable people to take action for black lives by facilitating tangible ways for people to donate, volunteer, and partner with the black-led organizations while working to close the racial giving gap. So again, they started in 2020. So in just 2 years, they have amassed a partner network of notable partners, such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation,
Ford Foundation, PayPal, Microsoft, and the Reginald F. Lewis Foundation. So if you guys are interested in learning more about them, their website is www.givingapp.com. And yes, I will link that in the description just so that you guys can learn more about it. So what are you hello, people. I know that was a mouthful, but yeah, what do you guys think about Giving Gap?
I think it's an extraordinary organization that I feel a lot of African-American nonprofits could definitely benefit from aligning with. They really have a very strong mission statement, which I think is very well thought out, as well as their community-focused approach. And I agree with you with the Black Brilliance. That's a good idea. Like I like that they put that as one of their focus pieces, because we do need it in a time that's ever-changing, that shows just the demographics of who and what are, or who's leading different organizations in 2022. So yeah, kudos to
Giving Gap
and all the correspondents.
Alrighty, my friends, that's it for us today on this beautiful Saturday. But before we go, remember this: sometimes it's just going to be you on that journey. Be okay with that. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.